Hey, freaks! Brand new episodes of Distorted View Daily will be starting soon. Until then, enjoy this best of show. And by best of, I mean a show I picked out randomly and I didn't listen to at all. There could be something good in there, though. By the way, now would be a great time to sign up for the Sideshow and support the program, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Listen to nearly 7 years of archived programs and exclusive content, including videos, at SuperFreakSideshow.com. Distorted View Daily proudly presents the spiritual teachings of Kearney Thomas.
What's his name? What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
Yes, that's his name.
What's his name? What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
What's his name?
Kearney Thomas!
Kearney
Thomas!
Yes, I know you're trying to sleep. Wake up, my
right now. I want to help you.
I demanded to be destroyed.
I want to help you.
You need a miracle.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, nothing sells clothes quite like dead Jews. Plus, killing your girlfriend for not helping you dispose of the body of your previous girlfriend. And another teenager has been wood-chipped. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Lackadaisical Henson, this is The Distorted View Show. What a pretty name for a little black girl. We'll have more racism for you a little bit later on in the program. Stay tuned. Lackadaisical, that's like naming your child Mopey. Mopey Henson. See, even though they mean pretty much the same thing, lackadaisical, mopey, lackadaisical is more of a little black girl's name, while mopey better suits a young white boy. Mopey, dinner's ready! Coming, Ma! You know, mopey. What the hell am I talking about? Am I even recording this? I hope I'm not. I shouldn't have to subject you to this stupidity. But I will. This is The Distorted View Show. My name is Tim Henson. Despite the last, 45 seconds, I have a great program for you. I know, I wouldn't be convinced either. You have every right to be suspicious. I want to talk to you for a second about the fat man. Yesterday we played a clip of him doing his epic shakeup, and I guess he gets an upset stomach, runs off into the bathroom, and pukes. Now, Sideshow freaks will know, because we discussed this on the weekend show, that there is a lost Fat Man video out there. During that same video cast, where Fat Man performs his Shake-Up 2009 Epic Edition, he also takes a bath, and his upset tummy makes another appearance. He pukes, nay, projectile vomits into the tub repeatedly, and he doesn't get up. He just soaks in his own vomit. Now, this was all going down at the same time as Madge and Cheryl's live show that I was watching. So I missed it. I heard about it from some other people, and no one had the video. It was recorded live, and it wasn't archived. The next day, Fat Man was again live on cam, and I asked in the chat room if anyone had that video, and they said no, it was lost. No one recorded it. It's long gone. Well, someone recorded it. I'm going to put a link to this video on the show notes because it's something you just have to see. I don't think Fat Man will ever be able to top this moment. This is his Citizen Kane. That's the first noise you hear at the top of the video, and you know something's not right. He doesn't feel good. He's kind of staring off, not really paying attention to his video. Starting to cough. of his mouth in a beautiful arch. And some of the chunks are lying on his chest. Oh, so fucking juicy, right? But he's not done yet.
Ah, fuck, I puked.
Don't laugh too hard, fat man. You're gonna upset your stomach further.
I hope so, the greatest!
There he goes. He can't even catch his breath. He's still going. We've got like another 3 minutes of this, freaks. Sit tight. Now, the noise that you hear right there is him turning on the faucets in the tub, as if adding more water is going to make the vomit disappear. No, you're still soaking in your fucking puke. He's just sitting in it. And every time he pukes, it goes down his titties, down his chest. Oh, it's so gross. Yeah. Round three. Sounds like my father in the morning. He just keeps puking. I'm not replaying any of this audio. It's all exactly how it plays out in the video. Now, Jesus Christ, it's so loud when he pukes, too. Let me lower that. That's a little bit better. Okay. My question is, why is he puking? Does he have a little stomach bug, or is it because he ate a whole pizza and his body was rejecting all of the fucking grease and fat? His organs were probably screaming, "We're drowning!" Got a piece of pepperoni stuck in his left ventricle or something. So there you go, that's the fat man for you.
Yeah.
And then,
here comes the tub!
Yeah, he takes his little camera and tries to show you the puke-filled tub.
Oh, yeah,
The puke-filled tub that he's still soaking in, mind you. So there you go, new Fat Man. Now, Fat Man is always asking for donations during his videos. I hope to God he made a small fortune during Saturday's show because he deserved it. Well done, Fat Man, well done. We look forward to your retirement. Moving on. Do you guys know who the Divine David is? I hope for your sake you don't, because if you do, you're probably experiencing night terrors on a daily basis. I can't get his face out of my mind! Yes, he is a very scary-looking dude? Question mark? I think he's a tranny or crossdresser. He reminds me a lot of the Tim Curry character in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Frankenfurter. Now, I'm not sure if Divine David had a public access show. The quality of his program suggests that, but it might have aired over there in the UK about 10 or 15 years ago. There is a little bit of information about him floating around the net and Internet Movie Database regarding his show. He's a performance artist. He wants to get you thinking. And apparently the best way to get you thinking is to scare the crap out of you with his freakish-looking face and shock you with some songs all about masturbation. Yes, here is one of his pieces showcasing his unique abilities.
People in the House of Parliament masturbate. People in Buckingham Palace, they masturbate. People at the United Nations, they masturbate. Watercolor artists, they masturbate. Lollipop ladies, lollipop. Man, masturbating. People living in substandard housing, not able to afford acrylic paint. They smash up bus shelters. And they also, especially some of the 17-year-old boys, they masturbate.
Doesn't this sound like one of the shitty little songs that I come up with?
Masturbate. Girls masturbate. Horses masturbate. We all masturbate. Truck drivers masturbate on 18 wheels. Ballerinas masturbate on their tippy toes. The elderly masturbate through their adult diapies.
The world is burning. Let's masturbate. Let's singularly, on our own, all together collectively, in celebration of life. Don't be a stranger.
Celebration.
The world's burning.
I bet you he would pronounce mayonnaise meowness as well.
If we do nothing ever again in our lives,
let's masturbate! Mr. Tambourine Man!
Alright, you get the idea.
Masturbate!
Cuckoo. Ashley ran across some funny Craigslist ads, and I promptly forwarded those over to Cheryl Murkowski. Here is one of them right now.
Need a girl to come dookie on me.
Okay.
Need a girl to come dookie on me. Man for woman. 45 Portland. Okay, I'll cut to the chase. I'm looking for a girl to come shit on my chest. That's right, I would like for you to leave a big old Cleveland steamer right smack dab on my chest.
Right, this is a man who knows what he wants.
After that, you can leave. I am not looking for sex. Seriously.
That's probably the weirdest part of the whole ad.
After that, you can leave. I am not looking for sex. Seriously.
He just wants a girl to fucking shit on him and leave.
You will not be asked for sex. Just to shit on my chest and go. If you're concerned about the cost of gas for your car, or the cost of food, you'll probably want to eat some nasty Taco Bell or something before stopping by, as that will trigger your bowels to do their thing when you get here. I could pay you for those things.
That's very courteous. He'll pay for your gas, your Taco Bell.
Please do not have bowel, quote, issues, unquote.
Of course you're going to have bowel issues if you eat at Taco Bell. Mexi-Melt should really come with a warning label on them.
Please do not have bowel, quote, issues, unquote.
And if you're into scat, wouldn't you enjoy these bowel issues?
Like diarrhea.
Savor them?
Like diarrhea.
He doesn't like diarrhea. He wants hard shits, apparently.
Please do not have bowel, quote, issues, unquote, like diarrhea.
Fascinating.
If you are unable to take a normal turd, this won't work.
What is a normal turd? I mean, statistically, it's probably, what, like a 5 on the Bristol stool chart?
Normal turd zone.
Well, maybe a 4.
Joke.
This guy is a total amateur. He doesn't deserve to be shit on. Finally, before we get into the news today, gotta say thanks to William for sending me some gut-flopping videos. Now, the first video we've played before, but I think it'll set up the second video quite nicely. Basically, what's going on here, there's a guy on all fours, and then a huge fat broad is standing over him. She lifts up her gut and then flops it down on his back. Take a listen.
Now we're gonna show the boys what it's like. Ooh, did you hear that? Oh, yeah, how heavy is that, huh? Oh, you little horsey.
Yeah, we played that, what, like a year ago on the show? Here is the continuation.
I like chairs that are much more comfortable. You're not comfortable at all.
In this video, he's changed positions a bit. He seems to be lying on his back, but is elevated. So I don't know if he's on like a small table or something. And she's straddling him. standing up and then dropping all of her weight onto his chest. That's why you hear him grunting.
I like chairs that are much more comfortable.
Again, she's lifting up her her fatness and dropping her stomach onto him.
You're not comfortable at all. If you're a pillow, I have to fluff you up. But you're not comfortable.
I just wish these clips were longer. They're like 13 seconds long. If anyone has the full video, please email me a link. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week. We've got a video cast for you this week. We've also got a bonus weekend show for you. And Corey will be back with another episode of Butt Fudge Sunday for you. So still, a lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed this week, even though it's, kind of a weird holiday weekend. The only day there will not be a show is Friday, so there is going to be a program tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Very cool. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Virginia. Police have identified the 14-year-old who died Sunday while working with a wood chipper. Oh, no. Could you imagine trying to explain that to the kid's, like, parents? Mr. and Mrs. Gornack, we found your son. Your missing child has actually been in your yard the whole time. He's the mulch around your tree. On the plus side, he was nutrient rich. That tree is going to look good next spring. The bad news is, that's pretty obvious, huh? All right, back to the story here. He was working as part of a three-person crew removing debris and tree limbs from a house on Wagner Road at about 3 p.m. on Sunday. Police Chief Cliff Bowen said he was using a shovel to drop debris into the hopper of a large wood chipper when the shovel apparently got caught in the blades and the boy was dragged into the machine. Why didn't you let go of the handle? Not like you were a naval captain or something. I'm going down with my ship. It's a fucking shovel. It's $10 at Lowe's. Let it go, man. I'm sure it happened in a split second, but still, let go of the goddamn shovel. He died instantly. Grief counselors were at the high school and middle schools on Monday. The kid's name was Frank Anthony Gornick, by the way. Frank was popular, and the school superintendent wanted to make sure there were counselors available for any students who knew him at the two schools. The boy was being remembered in a Facebook group. Love you to pieces, Frank Gornick. No. It's in loving memory of Frank Gornick. With fucking monster I am. Within an hour of the group's creation Sunday night, it had more than 300 fans. By Monday, there were more than 1,250. Frank's parents died before him, according to a 2007 obituary for his father. He had a brother and a sister. So there you go. I guess they didn't have to notify his parents. They were already dead. See? Silver lining. I love when these stories have a happy ending. Second one we have for you today comes from Long Beach, California. A man convicted of murdering his girlfriend because she refused to dispose of his previous girlfriend's body has been sentenced to death. All right. If you're dating a guy who has his ex-girlfriend's dead body in his apartment, wouldn't you think to yourself, he might not be the type of guy I should be dating? Girls love a bad boy. Now, I'm not going to say she deserved to be killed, but, she had to have known that there was a chance he was going to kill again. Calling the defendant a savage beast and the face of evil, Superior Court Judge Joan Camprit Cassani or something sentenced 28-year-old Santiago Martinez. Oh God, I hope it's not our Santiago. Santiago Martinez to die by lethal injection. The jury recommended on October 29th that Martinez be put to death rather than given life without parole. It took jurors only 30 minutes to reach the unanimous verdict in the case against Martinez. He was first convicted in 2005 of killing one girlfriend, then convicted last year of killing a second girlfriend when she refused to help him dispose of the first. The first murder victim, Christina Wilkerson, 28, of Long Beach, was stabbed 20 times. That's a fucking psycho case right there. 20 times in the face, neck, and body. Then, just to make sure she was really dead, he shot her point blank with a rifle. Martinez was sentenced to more than 50 years to life in prison for her death. He was convicted last November for the murder of Myra Orzoco, or something, 24, of Long Beach. Prosecutors say she was stabbed and slashed close to 30 times in the face, neck, and body before Martinez pushed the mortally wounded woman from the car they were sitting in, then ran her over. Authorities believe that Wilkerson was killed out of jealousy and that the second girlfriend was killed after refusing to help Martinez hide evidence from the first killing. The jury in that case convicted Martinez of first-degree murder and the special circumstance of committing multiple murders, paving the way for the possibility of the death penalty. Before handing the sentence, the judge dismissed a motion for a new trial and an automatic motion asking for the recommended death sentence to be reduced to a prison term. So there you go. Finally today, the British discount airline EasyJet has recalled some 280,000 copies of its in-flight magazine after complaints about a fashion shoot staged at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial, the epicenter of couture fashion.
Bask in the glory of my very comfortable chinos! That is a very smart-looking swastika armband you are wearing! You should really wear that Vivian Westwood dress to the Third Reich Winter Formal!
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. My shitty German accent. The November edition of EasyJet Traveler, which features a fashion section with fashion models in provocative poses amid the pillars of the somber monument to the 6 million Jews killed by Nazis, in addition to shots taken at the city's Jewish museum, has sparked outrage in the British and Israeli press. According to the paper, EasyJet issued a statement apologizing to anyone who may have been offended by the magazine spread, explaining that it had been produced by an external advertising agency. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Foundation for the Memorial to the Murdered Jews of Europe. What a name for that organization. Holy shit. A memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. Told the paper that the agency did not register to take the photographs at the site in central Berlin. The foundation's director, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, also said that the only projects that have a contextual reference to the memorial are allowed to use the site and commercial activities are strictly forbidden. The paper said EasyJet is now reviewing their relationship with the company that produced the photo shoot. My guess is it's the advertising and marketing wing of the Aryan Nations. They're now dipping their feet into fashion. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have to say today?
Hey, Tim. This is Dustin from Maryland. Sitting at a dive bar in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, and I got a wild hair on my ass. This place is owned by an Indian couple, and you've been playing so many jagoos on the show here of late, and I decided to ask what that actually means. The lady at the bar told me that it means good morning or wake up. That's actually the literal English translation.
Yeah, so, I have heard that before.
Wake up. Kind of fits.
Yeah, it actually does. Wake up. Hello.
Hey, Tim. This is Murder Justin from Tennessee.
Who?
I'm just curious on why you don't play Warcraft. And if you did, you know, you could come over to my server on Bronzebeard. And we could hook up and we could...
Well, you know, I did play Warcraft. I'm not good at it at all. But I did play Warcraft before. And as a matter of fact, when I was living in Columbus in the house with a couple of my friends, Juan and Topher, Juan would be in his bedroom and I would be in my bedroom and we would play Warcraft together, basically. It was fun. I recently found my World of Warcraft disc and I was thinking about you know, messing around with it again. I think I only ever got to, like, level 23 with my guy. I had a couple different guys, but that was probably the highest level.
Hey, Tim, it's Bianca from Boynton Beach, Florida. There is a city festival going on, really small, really shitty, and there's this guy performing. He's singing Born to be Wild, and guess what? He is an unsavory in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
So
why did you not video or audio record that for me?
So perfect. Horrible singer. And I don't know how wild he can get in a wheelchair. But I thought I would call you.
Of course he's a horrible singer. He's a re-re.
Tell you about what's going on, the craziness in Florida. All right.
You know what I love about the retards, among other things? There's tons of stuff I love about them, but their brains are so fucked up. They're so stupid. Their minds are mush that it affects the way they speak. Right? They're not just stupid, you know, and have low IQs. It affects how they talk. Right? Kind of funny. Funny how that,
hey, Tim,
how that all shakes down.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas. I sent you an email about the sexistforfags.com website. You have to check it out.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that yet.
Sexist for Fags abstinence only pledge. One, my name hereby pledges to stay massively cool by not having sex, because only major losers have sex, which everyone knows is only for fags. Two,
what sort of bullshit reverse psychology is that?
Slutty girls peer pressure me into touching their vaginas because vaginas are totally gay. Three, to ignore my raging hormones and burning drive to fondle, suckle, and thrust furiously into a hot, gooey pit of creamy, soft, fleshy ecstasy. Four, to keep my grinal giblets inside my Gap khakis and to punch those sweaty bits into submission whenever they percolate with desire.
Yeah, I'll have to check out that website.
Hey, Mr. Henson, this is Ziploc for Freshness, turd of shit calling in. I just wanted to say that Dan from Texas is a enormous AIDS-filled, shriveled-up cheese dick of a worthless hunk of shit.
Oh.
Because on a program a while back, he claimed that we should just stop talking about Bunny Crush audio, which is fucking bullshit. Bunny Crush audio is a part of DB history.
Yes.
As much as putting babies in microwaves or, you know, shit slurper or any of that other bullshit, to put that behind us is simply not what DB is for.
Yeah.
Dan from Texas is a fucktard.
All right. You've made your point, sir.
Oh, Tim, I want you to give it to me. I want you to give it to me right now. Oh, I want you to give me that Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug.
Just an awful song.
I don't know. It looks like a Christian side hug to me. Y'all see the Christian side hug say, yeah. Yeah.
Another Christian side hug.
Hey, Tim, it's Horny the Unicorn.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking that everyone hates Tone Deaf Sean so much that I create a new personality that we call in every couple of days.
Oh, that voice.
Horny,
come on, tone it down.
And I'm just going to tell you about my sexual exploits with people like, you know, Tonetta. And maybe talk about my rainbow.
I wonder what Tonetta's been up to. We'll have to check in with him in the next day or two.
Hi, from the Dyson Show. Hi, everybody, how's it going? I'm not saying it. I'm just calling today because I wanted to tell you something. I
want to
suck your cock.
Oh. I want
to
suck your cock.
Your cock! Your cock! I want to suck your cock! Oh, Mike Myers, what happened to you? All right, come on.
I want to get your cock deep within the folds of the membranes of my throat, and I want to massage you with my larynx until you spray semen down my throat in a trickling fountain of sperm.
Oh.
Because I'm Jason, and that's what Jason from the Jason Show is all about.
That's a really good impression of him, actually.
Hey, Tim. It's Freak Alex from California here.
Yes.
Just wanted to call in to tell you how much of a monster you've turned me into. So, I was sitting in my philosophy class the other day, and we were talking about child molestation.
Uh-oh.
Don't ask how we got on that subject, because I don't know either. Anyways, one of my friends brings up a story he heard about how the youngest couple to ever have a baby, it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, The girl was 7, the guy was 8. Now, of course, everybody else in the class just lets out moans of disgust. The first thing I do is break out into laughter, and I cannot stop for a good solid minute.
Yeah, I wanted to record the news. The local news was doing a story about how there are cases now of girls going through puberty as young as, like, 2 years old. That's crazy. And by my estimations, they should be legal by the age of 7, right? If they've gone through puberty at the age of 2, why not?
Hey, Tim. I was just calling. This is Sean from New Mexico. I was just calling to let you know that I saw this video on YouTube called Soda Pop Stop.
Yes, yes. I appreciate everyone who has sent me that link and continues to send me that goddamn link every other day. I saw it. It is very interesting, though. I'd love to go to that store over there in California. It just has tons and tons of Soda Pop. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
People in the House of Parliament masturbate.
Vote for us a podcast, Ally. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. We will be back tomorrow for the big Thanksgiving Day edition of DV. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows. Oil, water, cheese, wow, processed cheese.